top of the morning to you. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard as we are live as always from downtown Las Vegas inside the Circa Resort and Casino. And we have a heavy-duty show lined up for you today. Nigel Seeley on the program coming up in an hour. Now, this is going to be really good. We'll get some of his soccer bets. But evidently, he has a story to share from back in the 90s. He was covering this. Uh-huh. There was a group of guys called the Hole-in-One Gang. And he said they pulled off an amazing coup. And they found rogue numbers across. This is like early days betting over in the UK, evidently. And he said the stories from this gang and some of the other people that he posted times for kickoffs for soccer. Nigel did. In these different, you know, soccer leagues across like that continent with different time zones. And a lot of times the kickoff times in the paper would be off by 3 or 4 hours. And the bookies would never change it. Oh, and they would never take the games off the board.
Oh, my God.
So these games would be at halftime or they'd be over with, and people could still go to the books and put in 4 or 5 team parlays.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I don't know what to do. I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's wild.
Incredible stories from him coming up. Dennis Bernstein to recap the trade deadline in the NHL. Pretty active.
Yeah. It's kind of like this is a robbery. Where you have $500 million of art and you have high school dropouts and burnouts guarding it. Which says, Matt already watched it. And they know on Nesson because it happened in Boston. St. Paddy's Day, 1990. Peter King recommended it. It's a number two trending thing on Netflix. I'm halfway through it.
Good start.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Great. Yeah. Unbelievable. $500 million of art. They got Matt couldn't believe it.
High school dropouts.
Well, they got these. Yeah, well, I mean, you what a wild story.
Do you know that when I first moved out here, people told me that kids were dropping out of high school here in Las Vegas to become valet drivers on the Strip. True story.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things I ever learned about like how the local community works.
Yep. That was wild.
We would pull it to like a casino. Then, I'm like, how was
years
it? Like,
years, later, it was poker.
Exactly right. That kind of morphed into poker not too long after that.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what are we...
Go ahead.
An hour each with the episodes, I'm guessing?
Yep.
Get in, dive in, you're going to be pretty
so
impressed.
Good. Yeah, there's so many great stories in there. The other thing was the Norm Clark story. It was, you mentioned valet. We did that in the summer. Do you trust valet drivers? The guy, Norm, bought a brand new Corvette, and he took it to south end of the Strip place, and it valeted, and he comes back, and he's like, well, I got so many miles on my car. They went and opened it up on the highway.
Yeah.
Kids went out, brand new Corvette. Let's take it out there. Open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Get it going.
Truly a Ferris Bueller.
Yes, right.
Kind of story there with Norm Clark.
That's right.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN. Also, Jonathan Von Tobel on the NBA. Kind of a big injury last night. Jamal Murray, late. They lost. Nuggets did to the Warriors. Steph had 53 in the game. We'll recap the NBA coming up in a few minutes. And the Nuggets are still waiting. Obviously, it was a late night game, into the morning. How bad's the knee injury? We'll find out at some point probably today. And Nick Bogdanovich on the program from William Hill Sportsbooks as well. All right, so up next, a lot of things to get to with the association from last night, Paulie. How about the first home loss for the number one seed in the Western Conference, the Jazz, last night? And now their lead is down to a game and a half for that one seed.
Yep.
And then a team tied an all-time record for threes and a half, and they couldn't cover last night. Coming up here on Follow the Money.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
White Sox and Indians meet at Guaranteed Rate Field today. Lucas Giolito pitching for Chicago, -104. Giolito has struck out 18 in 10 and 2/3. Shane Bieber for the Indians, -106. 7 over the total at Guaranteed Rate Field. Jake Odorizzi makes his debut with the Houston Astros as a $1.85 favorite against Matthew Boyd and the Tigers, +170, 9 over the total at Minute Maid Park. Phoenix Suns laying 3.5 at home against Miami today. The Suns have won 2 straight. They're 21-8 at home, total 215. Dustin Johnson opens as a 10-1 favorite to win the RBC Heritage. Our sports betting experts are analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing every day. Plus, our NFL experts are getting ready for the 2021 NFL Draft. Get all our in-depth insights and point spread weekly, our best bets daily email, and 24/7 video coverage. VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Hey, hey, welcome in. The spring sports betting action is only getting started, and our VSiN experts are covering early season baseball numbers and trends, NHL and NBA playoff races. Plus, we're looking at all the key picks and predictions for the NFL drafts. We will give you all the tools to make you the most of every bet, including our 24/7 video coverage, odds and analysis for every game on VSiN.com, our daily members-only best bet emails and in-depth coverage of every major event and point spread weekly. The weather and the betting action is heating up, and now is the time to sign up for your VSiN 10-day free trial at VSiN.com/subscribe. Isn't that funny? We had on Aaron Renning yesterday for the first time in a while. Hey, you know, what's going on with all these teams at the very bottom of the NBA? Mm-hmm. These big favorites, taking them out in a body bag every single night. He throws out that incredible stat, 40-16-1 for double-digit favorites going back to February. Last night, a couple of them on the board, neither one of them covers. Now, it just when we, like I tweeted that out, when we talk about that on the air and he says that nugget, maybe, I don't know if we need to point this out every single time, but that doesn't mean to go out and rush and bet it that night. Right, it just—it's a good fact that he pointed out, and how bad the teams have been.
Yeah,
and the point spread is always like the great equalizer, but it hasn't been lately until last night in the NBA.
And you're late to the party where it would turn around. Utah can't even win the game. That's amazing. Yeah. They won 24 in a row at home, and the Wizards beat them. Now the Suns go again tonight again at home. They're on a 19-5 run first quarter, thanks to Joe Osborne for pointing that out. And again, they cashed last night, but first quarter, but can't get the money for the game. So that is now down to 1.5. With Utah with the one seed over Phoenix, and they're what, 8 straight home wins, and now they get Miami. They played well against teams with a winning record, 19-7 against teams over 500. That's a good late game, but you know they screwed around, let Houston hang in it, and they got the money.
Well,
and I can't believe what happened with you. Now Utah, what are they late? Is it 17? Did it open? 17,
I heard 17.5.
17.5. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Which actually is not their biggest point spread of the year. Remember, they were laying 19 to the Rockets couple of weeks back, and Houston covered that when they were in their big funk. But last night with the Suns, how about this? They had 18 threes in the first half. Tied an all-time NBA record. They finished, Paul, they shot 25 of 45 from three-point land in the game. They had 81 points at halftime. They couldn't cover the game.
Yep.
And they were up big in the second half. And then here's an angle that I did not know until the show was until the show was done yesterday. It would have been Maybe not a Warriors bet, but it would have been a Steph Curry bet overall. He had a chance to surpass Wilt Chamberlain as the highest-scoring Warrior of all time last night. He needed 18 points to get the job done. What do you think Steph did? He went out last night. Yeah. He only had 23-5 threes in the first quarter. Couldn't miss. Everything's 25, 30-footer, knocking him down. He had 53 for the game. I believe he had 51 in three quarters last night.
God, what a performance.
And now the Nuggets, they lose back-to-back games. Last night, the one against the Celtics when there was just a... Come on, how do you allow a team to go on a 31-3 run in the NBA?
Right.
And then Jamal Murray's injury last night. And again, maybe we'll have news on how bad or severe, or maybe not how bad. Maybe it's, you know, okay for his knee at some point today on the show.
You can mark that down, that quarter unit play as a loser, 27-1 to win the division. That's now over, losing back-to-back games. But you're right, we'll see how big the injury is. Significant late games, what happened? The early game on ESPN, the Sixers rout Dallas, another home loss for the Mavs, coupled with a Memphis win. That's now getting interesting. But you're right, remember, the other story has been these bad teams. The Spurs, remember, they were just routed at home laying 8 against Cleveland. They beat the Magic by 23, and it wasn't that close. So the Magic, the Thunder, Detroit, but especially the Magic and the Thunder, just putrid. And the Spurs cover, no problem. But another bad job by the Mavs, you know, and it looks like they're going to be destined in that play-in game.
Yeah.
Luka's complaining about it afterwards. Well, do something about it. Don't be in a play-in game then.
Mm-hmm.
Don't screw around for half the season. Get a 5 or a 6 seed.
We were talking about that all the way back in January.
God.
Right? It's like they're going to have to start winning some of these games. Otherwise, they're going to really be stuck and up against it in that Western Conference. And then there was, you know, I know you're going to run down all the bad beats and stuff like that coming up and win some, lose some, as you do every single day. But as long as we're on the NBA here, Paulie, the Knicks-Lakers game, the total's like 205, 205.5.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down, Knicks are winning the game. Good call by Aaron Renning yesterday on the show. He said, bet the Knicks, lay the two. They're going to cover this game. They did.
Mm-hmm.
There's a jump ball with like 15, 16 seconds left. If the Knicks win the jump, right, they're just going to be like, okay, we're going to run the clock out, and we'll see you tomorrow. No, Lakers win the jump. Wes Matthews comes down and he does, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves in any sport right now. He does the, but here's the deal. You're up by that many points if you're the Knicks. He does the fake, the pump fake to get the defender in the air. Of course he bites.
111-93. Yeah. 10 seconds left. We're doing this.
He gets the guy in the air. There's contact. Yeah. They call the foul. He goes to the free throw line, knocks down all three, and that's the over.
Yep. And they combined for 58 points in the fourth quarter, too.
Of course.
I mean, you're talking about the Lakers are number one in defense, and the Knicks are top five as well. Yeah, 111-96. Good win for them, but yeah, absolute shenanigans at the end. Tough one there. Tough beat. Couple. I mean, the 60 points in the fourth quarter, the three-pointer, if you just win the jump ball, they run the clock out.
Mm-hmm.
One of those nights.
Is your Mavericks bet on the win total now dead?
No, I'm not dead. I mean, I don't have to. It's not crazy. I'm last two games haven't helped. I'll have to go back and look at 29. What do I got to do? I got to get to 43 wins. They're 29-24 with an easy schedule. God. Tough. Thought I was going to win that, but now it's questionable. But I'm not dead.
Huh.
No.
NHL action from last night.
Campbell! Oh, no, it's over. The train. I'm still on the Campbell train, but they got beat. I was surprised by that. They gave up a few. The empty net goal, make it 4-2. So we finally lost the game. And we'll see. Something to watch now. If maybe he starts to run out of gas, as some people in Canada have speculated, our friends, and what he looks like coming up. But, you know, he's not going to win every game. So the 11-12-0 run comes to an end. Good win for the Canadians, and now Toronto goes right back out again. Now they're two. Now I can't imagine Campbell plays tonight, and they opened up a 210 favorite at DraftKings against Calgary, so that's something to watch. And then how about Winnipeg though? I mean, nothing hurt because Winnipeg lost, so Calgary, Toronto still has a comfortable lead in the division, but Winnipeg's up 2-0 right away. They don't never hurt from again. They lose the game.
Yeah,
Ottawa frisky at home again.
Well, here's the thing. That's
I couldn't believe that,
Paul. You've been all over that for Can't even like put a timeline on it, but for a long time you've been saying, watch out for Ottawa, they're sneaky good at home.
That was a ridiculous price, though. And everyone agreed with me. They opened $1.60 and closed $2 at DraftKings. How about Carolina, though? Huh? There's another one. That got the 420 at FanDuel. They have a losing record this year against Detroit. But they're not going to lose. Yes, they can. They're not going to lose back-to-back against Detroit. Yes, they can.
Yeah, and yes, they did.
And they did. From 370 up to 420 and got beat at home again by the Red Wings. Bernier stood on his head.
I'm not a
wow.
Look, I'm not a fan. And people can argue with me, and that's totally fine. I get it. I'm not a big fan of laying 250, 350 in the NHL or Major League Baseball. Hell, we have the Bruins today against the Sabres are north of 350. We have a baseball game on the board already where a team is a home. The Dodgers are 340 in the game today.
Get used to it.
Oh, it's going to be
when the Dodgers are at home and they're going to be playing the bad teams and. Hell, it doesn't matter how bad they are. If they keep this up, they keep winning games, and it's Bauer and Kershaw and Buehler, please.
No, Paul, I don't know how long this is going to last, but it was beautiful. It was so predictable again yesterday with Madison Bumgarner. The guy's completely shot,
yep.
And the A's got him every which way but loose. What should that number be? If I don't even know how much longer the Diamondbacks can trot him out there, to be honest. I don't know if he makes it beyond April. It's that bad with him right now.
Good point.
When he goes and plays at Dodger Stadium, and I don't even care who's on the mound, if it's Bauer or Kershaw on the mound for the Dodgers, that number has to be probably higher than what it is today because I got news for you, too. The Diamondbacks are terrible.
Yep. Good call by the listener who pointed out Arizona was playing a AHL goalie, no Hill. It was a struggle. I know it was 3-0, and then Arizona scored twice. Colorado scores late to cover the puck line. The Knights were down 2-0 and came back to win. I will point this up with an apology. That's an 11-1 run now, goal in the first 10 for the Knights. I forgot about the game early Sunday. I forgot about that afternoon game they played, which it didn't happen.
Okay.
So it's 11-1 now, goal in the first 10 for the Knights. That came in again, and they won. But Colorado was a big favorite, and they're taking on St. Louis again. So fun night in hockey. All the trades. We'll talk to Dennis Bernstein coming up. But it's, okay, so they put three past Campbell. He finally lost the game. No shame in that. But this is troubling. How about Sportsnet stats tweet? The Maple Leafs have allowed a goal on the opening shot 15 times since the start of last season. What in the world? You coming out of the dressing room? Are you ready to go?
How possible?
Can that be? I think it's the last two games that's happened. They allowed a goal on the opening shot for the 15th time since the start of last season. Get organized, quick.
It's funny because I asked you, I think it was just yesterday, with all these goals that would happen in the first like 30 seconds of a game. Like, how does that happen in hockey? Because
don't know how it keeps happening for Toronto.
No, I know. But, I mean, it's like, I don't understand how there's that good of a scoring opportunity that quickly into a game. Doesn't make any sense. And you come out, you're not paying attention. Did the defense just like fall asleep as well that quickly? Like, how does that take place? That stat should be impossible. 15 times since only the beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. Opening shot, bam, there you go. There's one goal.
Yep. And you know, we have a lot to work with now in baseball. Now it's getting fun with a lot of these streaks. Amazing but true. And the Pirates, 9 of the 10 games has been a run scored in the first inning. How about that? The yes has cashed 9 out of 10 so far. The Yankees still haven't scored in the first inning, which you can have fun with that prop, team to score first. Although it was 8-1, but Toronto scored in the first inning yesterday. But that's all Cole gave up. He was fantastic. The Giants, 8 straight games under. 9 straight first, 5 under. 9-1, no score in the first inning. Cubs can't hit. They got 2 runs in the 9th, which were meaningless but very important for the total. But the Cubs continue to struggle hitting, and they're looking at Woodruff today. You mentioned Mad Bum, how bad he is. But Philly, 6 straight overs. Boston, 7 straight overs. Orioles on that run where they haven't scored first. The Padres game, that should have been another under, but it was shenanigans late. So this is, Colorado keeps playing these unders. So this is very, and they on the Dodgers tonight. So we got a lot of streaks going. And the gift that keeps on giving again today, how good is this? Bieber against Giolito. It's a 13-1 under run, first 5 for Bieber, and it's 3.5. And what a pitching matchup this is.
Yeah. I don't know if I can bet under 3.5. That's tough. Is it plus money?
I'll look.
Okay. So I'm watching a lot of the baseball last night. I'm going back and forth, specifically between 3 games early on. The Yankees, the Rays game, and the Brewers game. The pitching in the early games last night was so good. Cole had 8 Ks. He missed his K prop. But how about Glasnow, by the way?
Wow, what a performance.
14 strikeouts. You knew that it was coming early because he struck out the side in the first, and he was so good. And as I pointed out probably back in February, if that guy can stay healthy and have the innings pitched, he's going to have a chance to, you know, lead the league in strikeouts this year. That was an all-time career high for him. I got him at 35-1. Shop around, by the way. He was 20 in the 20-1 neighborhood for most Ks last night when I looked.
There you go.
But also, in the Cy Young category, he's as low as plus 250 at some books, as high as 10-1. Put it this way, I've seen worse bets in my life than Glasnow at 10-1 to win the Cy Young. And I know it's a long bet. Hell, the baseball season's only underway. You have to wait 5.5 months. Actually, they wait until whenever it is to announce the awards for, you know, 6 months. But 10-1 on him, he is nasty, man. And then Peralta last night for the Brewers. I get it. The Cubs absolutely cannot hit. It's tough to watch. But that kid's nasty as well. And if he can, again, control the, you know, the issues that he has with walking the ballpark, that's going to be a hell of a 1-2-3 as they get Woodruff now today, like you pointed out.
You're right, and it's under minus 120 in the Bieber game. Listen to these scores with the Giants. 3-0, 4-0, 4-3, 3-1, 3-2, 3-1, 3-2, 4-0. Wow. That's the run here with the Giants games. It's fantastic. Nothing happens in the first inning. Nothing happens, period. I mean, 3-0, 4-1, that's it. 9 straight first 5, 8 straight unders for the game. 9 out of 10, no team has scored in the first inning. This is crazy with this Giants outfit. But now it's going to be fun now, especially once you get about 4 or 5 starts for some of these pitchers and what this is going to look like.
And I got to tell you, a nice win for the Tigers yesterday. Mize was good.
Remember, you had all that cash you made early on betting on the Astros. Well, now look at the ROI. And now you lose a home series against the A's. You were laying a good price. Now you're laying 240 with Greinke. You get beat. So, right. But that is, you're giving back a lot of that ROI and that money you made on the Astros, too. But this is, you know, to answer your question earlier, who knows what, if Mad Bum, if he's going against Bueller or Darvish or some of these guys, well, how high it's going to be? I know it's brand name bias because he's still a big name. He's batting practice.
What's the team total for the Dodgers like in the first 5?
My God.
It's...
You're right. They can't keep trying. I don't care what they're paying them. You can't keep sending the guy out there on the 5th.
I hope they do.
That's right.
I mean, it's a gift every single time he pitches.
Oh.
And you kind of scoffed at me yesterday, rightfully so, when I said, is there any chance the guy can go back and find some of his form from, you know, circa 2019, 2018, whatever?
It's over.
Yeah. He might be the Jared Weaver of this year.
Right. And that's the toughest thing for an athlete, to know that it's over.
Oh, but with his pedigree?
That's right.
a bulldog like that?
The ego and pride to know that, yeah, that's it, I stink.
Like, no rest, Game 7 World Series, don't even warm anybody up in the bullpen. I got this against the Royals. That was one of the, I'll never get that image burned out of my head.
Yeah.
Burn there forever.
But this Cubs lineup, we talked about it yesterday, only two guys are hitting. Then they come out and they have one run going into the top of the ninth. And right, here comes Woodruff. And he's only $1.40 here at Circa. Cannot hit.
I'm sure I briefly touched on that story Nigel's going to share with us coming up in about 45 minutes. I did that at the beginning of this hour if you're just joining us. We could probably do this all day long for several hours at a time. Good spots that people have been in with like local bookies over the years. This is from our buddy Eric. In 1999, college, this bookie was taking college basketball lines from the USA Today. Often the lines were off by 5 to 15 points.
Oh.
I discovered this when I was looking at the Maui Invitational. Florida was minus 10 in the paper, and Utah State was plus 25 offshore. I played every middle of 5 or more for $300. That was my max every single way. It lasted 3 weeks. The kid was out of business. I'm sure that we could do that for a week. We could do that for a week straight.
Oh, those have got to come in.
For 3 hours at a time.
Well, yeah. Send those in. Yep. Tweets and emails. Wow.
Yep. Paul will run down the line moves, bad beats again from last night, and win some, lose some coming up next.
Are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and fast rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium book for yourself. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you have a gambling problem, must be 21. Let's go. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Bad beats as always. Whiskey and a revolver. Braves $1.50. Led 3-1 in the eighth. They blew it and lost an extra innings to the Marlins. Cubs Brewers under 8.5. 1-0 in the sixth. 6-1 in the ninth. Cubbies get two across in the ninth to push it over. Bad for the books. Marlins plus 137 down to 115. Spurs Magic under 220 down to 216. Wizards from 13 down to 10.5. Who needs the points? Outright into the Jazz 24-game home winning streak. Blackhawks 110 up to 145. Lose some. The Pirates 210 down to 170. The Rangers 218 as low as 170 at MGM. Last night was big, but he delivered.
Wow,
what a performance. One, the Lakers from 3 down to 1. No Z. Pelicans Kings over. 232 up to 236. Carolina 375. They closed 420 at FanDuel. Lost again to the Red Wings. And the Jets 160 up to $2 at DraftKings. 2-0 right away. Nothing the rest of the game. And they get beat by Ottawa. Unbelievable. Win some. This is great. This is all over Twitter. Look at this. That's Matsuyama. He's on the 645 to Chicago. Out of Atlanta. He's got there's the green jacket hanging out there.
I love how he has it on the chair next to himself.
Right.
So I looked at this photo for like 5 minutes. I zoomed in. I'm like, is it really him? Like, it took me like...
There was another photo
and then
there
I saw
with him walking.
When he's walking into the, you know, the plane.
Can you believe it?
All by himself?
I think he was with one friend in the photo. I think he's standing next to a guy in the photo when he was walking on the plane. Isn't that something?
Like walking. He's got the green jacket.
Right. Just have it sitting there on the chair.
How are people not flocking to him?
Well, yeah. He should just go up and say, you see that? That's your big boy. I can do whatever I want. I got the green jacket. That's crazy. What a wild story. Just hanging out. This was great. Let's go to the Bay Area. Volume up. Look at this. Dogs don't know how big they are, and they don't care. Oh, a bear breaks into a house. The bear is breaking into this house in California.
I've heard it 1,000 times.
Right? Now, look at this. Here we go. Who's this? I hear something. I see some movement. Get out!
out of here.
Here they come. These are little guys. Here they come.
They're like chihuahuas.
Yeah. They're not big at all. Are they? I think they're terriers or something.
Is that what they are? Okay.
But here we go.
Now watch this.
Yeah. They chase the bear out of there. He goes up by the pool, and he's going to look at him. I mean, the bear can just squash him like a grape, and the two dogs come running out. Get out of our house. We run these streets, and they chase him out of the pool, and the bear's all scared and takes off. That's in the Bay Area, California. Right into the house. Unbelievable
love
video.
It.
I love that. That's excellent. And this is a great video. This is so good. We always talk about active content management and how good they are here at Circa. This is phenomenal. This is what happens when you ask the waiter to put the game on.
What's that? I don't know if we can. I know the system here, they're all kind of connected to the same one, so I don't know if I can switch individual screens or not, but my manager's kind of weird about it, but I can go check. Yeah, just let me go check real quick. All right, good news. Yep, got the go ahead. All right, what channel is it? 774. And which game? Cardinals? I don't know if we get the football package. Oh, it's baseball. I don't really follow sports much. Is this it? Yeah? All right, yep. Hey, hope they win. All right.
But here's the deal. And I know he's got to have it like at a short time. That actually is like a 7-minute process normally.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I need to talk to four other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best. Well, what channel is it? I don't have DirecTV. What is it? I don't know what channel. I haven't memorized. Can you just search it? It should be on, especially when you go to a sports bar. That's the best part. Okay, it's one thing to go to a restaurant. But yeah, when you go to a sports bar. Yeah, you're at
no
sports
chance.
Bar, I have no idea.
Yep.
What?
So he's blowing up that Joey. So
great imitation.
Did you ever watch his impression of Paul Giamatti getting a Starbucks?
Yes.
Oh my God. We can't play it on the air because it's way over the top. But that's an A+. It's so good.
All right. Eclectic mix. There we go.
Follow that's the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we'll get into tonight's card in the NBA. As of right now, they are the best 3-point volume shooting team in history. Details coming up.
Days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, a $250 match bonus, fast payouts. Your hometown book is BetRivers, not valid in Iowa, but good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey. Keep them coming all show long, even when we're done. FTM at VSiN.com. Tweet at us, VSiN Live. FTM at VSiN.com. If you ever had a big advantage or a book fell asleep, local bookie, whatever. Mitch mentioned the story earlier, which we'll tell. Nigel will tell in half an hour where the books. I mean, the game started 3-4 hours, and they didn't know. And how about this one from got the lady screaming, Willie Beeman. 10 years ago, while in college, we had a book and we would text our bets. We found out he was going out on the town and partying Thursday night through the weekend. Anything after 9 p.m. was an advantage. We would send the bets in during halftime, and even when the games were over, he never caught on. Had to shut down the book. Simpler times. Right?
A lot easier back then.
A long time ago, I realized, it wasn't that long, but a while back, I realized when a game was on national television on hockey, I was ahead by a good 40, 50 seconds.
With the in-play.
So in-play was a dream. It's like I had the finals. It's like, here we go. Oh, they score. Oh, okay.
And that's huge.
Oh, in hockey, especially.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Is
that right?
Incredible.
Now it's like 15 seconds to 90 seconds behind sometimes.
I was ahead when it was on national television, at least 30 seconds I was ahead, at least.
All right, so the Heat take on the Suns tonight in Phoenix. Back-to-back for the Suns. Victorious last night, but they did not cover. With no rest, Paulie, on the season, Phoenix 8-4 ATS on the year. And tonight's game, they are laying 3.5 here. Too many points? You like the Suns?
No, yeah. They've been great at home, and this is where I'll trust them. And I know it's the back-to-back situation, but as I mentioned earlier, 8 in a row at home, 19-7 against teams over 500. They're at their best when they play top teams. They fall asleep like they did last night against the Rockets and struggle for whatever reason against some of these bad teams. But again, this Joe Osborne, if you want to get involved early, they're on a 19-5 run ATS in the first quarter. They come out and they hit you right away.
Yeah.
That's good. Great. And I also think that's coaching. Maybe that shot in the arm with Chris Paul, too, with some veteran leadership. So.
Here's the thing. I would ask people that. I'm glad you brought that up. Right, because for the people who are going to vote or think that Quinn Snyder should be the coach of the year because they have the best record overall, and then Monty Williams may be second ahead of Thibodeau, don't you think at this point, like either Paul or Booker deserves some more steam to win the MVP?
That's fair, yeah.
And I know we've talked about like every possible candidate now on the show for like 4 months. It's been a really topsy-turvy award, you know, to kind of gauge this year in this league because of so many injuries and different things that have happened, but they're not brought up. I think it was... What's his name? Tim Doyle? He brought both guys up when we had him on around March Madness.
Yeah.
He goes, you got to look at Paul and Booker.
Yeah.
You have to. Nobody's saying anything about him.
Where do you have... Why is Miami near the bottom in offensive efficiency as well? Oh, guys, so what guys have been out? I mean, that's the nature of the beast. That's
right.
NBA. But Miami is consistently inconsistent.
Yes, they are.
So that's... Yeah, they're good defensively, but they're... I don't trust them offensively. I don't trust him in a big spot here, and I would look at the Suns.
So
it's a back-to-back.
This game just moved literally as we're on the air. The Hornets are now 1.5 against the Lakers.
Well, we got a couple good tweets on this. Well, this is the fourth game in 6 days for the Lakers. Is this what it is?
Yeah.
And you're coming off the back-to-back with traveling, just lost to the Knicks, so feeling good about yourself, blowing out the Nets on Saturday, and now you go road game, another road game. So I agree with the move. Yeah. Now, some people were saying, do I get first quarter, first half or whatever, but I expect the Lakers to come out flat.
Yeah.
It's a horrible spot.
I would be, the thing with the Charlotte, with the Hornets, again, who's actually going to be in the lineup tonight? They're down quite a few guys. And, you know, that has to be the situation, I'm guessing, with this Hawks-Raptors game. Because the Raptors stretch right now, they are, like, last 19, 20 games, they are completely abysmal. And yet the Raptors playing, quote, at home tonight. In Florida, are laying 3 to the Hawks. And the Hawks, I know what I just said about the Hornets, but the Hawks were down some guys on Sunday, and they were down by 10 with approximately 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of that game. And great job by them. They came back and they won the game by 4. And they got it outright. But see, this is why early morning stuff in the NBA, like, to me, I would just go gut reaction, give me the Hawks +3.
Sure.
But I need to know more about this game tonight, and we probably won't have any more information until later on in the day.
John Hollinger has Miami 23rd in offensive efficiency, top 5 in defense. So their offense has been a problem all year long. But that's other than those two blowout wins, they've been terrible. And Atlanta's on fire. They're hot. And good job by ER riding this streak, too, with the Hawks. And Utah laying 17, my God. I mean, what can you do with that? I mean, they figure they should be ticked off at the one. How do you lose to Washington?
I don't know.
That made no sense.
How is that your first home loss of the year?
Right. Couldn't get stops.
Watch what'll happen tonight. They'll come out and win 131-98.
Yeah, probably. Right. Yeah. Probably. Now, the late game's fantastic. And the Celtics trying to get something going here. They've won three in a row, and Portland's lost 4 of 6. Boston's on a 3-11 ATS run following an ATS win. But this is... It's the same song and dance with Portland. They have the second worst defense in the league. I've been saying it all year. They can't get stops. Tatum was Superman the other night with that huge win. Coming back, also beating Denver. So they're playing well, but also look in the full body of work. It's been a disappointing season for the Celtics, but maybe, just maybe, they found something here. But the line's strange. Why Portland's only 1 at home. Mm. And a sky-high total, though. But again, what do I do with the Denver game? They're getting their ass kicked. And then it's a 31-3 run.
Yeah.
So
I know.
I don't know. You figure it out.
And one other game, the Clippers are 2.5 tonight against the Pacers on the road.
Yeah, that seems...
Indy's playing at home.
Yeah, that's low.
But Indy's getting all their guys back now.
And they're frisky. They beat Phoenix. They have some good wins. I think they blew out Dallas. They had another good win in there. But if everyone plays for the Clippers, now they've won 5 in a row. And they routed Indiana in the first meeting. So, number one. All this talk about the Nets. This is the number one team in efficiency on offense.
I know.
The Clippers.
Let me give you this.
So, that is nuts.
Here's the tweet, @StatMuse. I never realized it was this good. for the Clippers this year. They are now the best three-point volume shooting team in NBA history, minimum 30 attempts per game. So right now they're shooting 42.1% on the season. This Clippers team, 42.1%. The 2016 Warriors juggernaut that actually did not win the title shot 41.6%. And this year's Bucks team, 39.3%. Again, volume shooting, minimum attempts, 30 per game. Clippers number one all time. That's, I would say, an under-the-radar stat, kind of like what you just said with the overall offense. I think we're going to see a lot of points in that game tonight.
Okay.
Was it 229.5? It's a high total.
Yep.
It's a really high total.
I like them if they play everyone. Yeah. Assuming everyone plays, I like them.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get to today's Major League Baseball betting card coming up next. We have a 340 favorite already on the board. This early in the season, 340.
Action on DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Download the app and use the promo code VSiN when you sign to compete for cash prizes each week. Don't wait, sign up now and you get a deposit bonus up to $500. So easy, code VSiN when you sign up. DraftKings.com for details. Vegas regular on Twitter. I used to know a guy that worked for the WWE. He would give me the match breakdowns for the pay-per-view events. I found an online book that would take an action up to a nickel a match. I had to force myself to lose one on purpose. I would regularly go 8-1, 9-1, 10-0, of course, sweep the board. But you had good move, though. I would do a couple more in there.
Oh, I would lose.
I would lose more than that.
Yeah, a couple, for sure.
But that's right. Very good. Excellent. Keep them coming. Emails and tweets. And we just got a couple more coming in, too.
Hey, Matt, I know I'm springing this on you. Can we put up that Chris Bennett tweet, if you don't mind? Chris Bennett here runs the baseball odds at Circus Sports. Did you see this yesterday?
I can't believe this.
At 2:53 p.m., I put up the openers for today's Yankees-Blue Jays game. That's Cole versus Ray. We never move the money line, total or run line, from the opening numbers until first pitch. This will likely never happen again in my lifetime. That's how rare it is.
Yep.
Did not move or budge a cent at all across the board. That is odd.
Yep. This is from Woody. I had a beeper that would send me the moves. My guy never changed the lines out of the Philadelphia Daily News. He cut me off after 3 weeks of crushing him. Those were the days.
Oh, this is another one from Tom talking baseball.
Yep.
From 1990 through 94, I had two local books in baseball who let me move the line a dime as long as I would bet the board. Limit $200. Only one guy won. It was a hell of a run. So they would let him basically move the number in his favor, whichever way, bet the board, and then bam. It's pretty strong. Wild. Total shenanigans. Yeah. Today, okay, so you brought this up a little earlier. The opening number here at Circa, Indians, White Sox, Bieber, Giolito, awesome matchup. Bieber opened a $110, total of 7. I mean, what you see is what you get. His ERA is actually 3.65, but he allowed some of those runs on opening day, including that home run to, was it Miggy? On opening day?
Yep.
3.07 with the FIP. Right now, he is striking out 17.5 batters per 9 innings. And his K-prop today will no doubt be 9.5. I'm guessing. I don't think you could put up an 8.5 right now for Bieber the way that he's running. And Giolito on the flip side, here's the difference. 4.22 ERA, but the FIP tells you another story, 1.84. So he's been better than what his ERA suggests. He's striking out 15.19 batters per 9. What do you want to do with this game?
Great. First five under. 3.5.
Under 3.5.
Yeah. 13 and one run? Absolutely. Look up. 1-1. We go to the top of the sixth. That's right. Unbelievable numbers with this.
What's the...
It's ridiculous.
I'll look this up. I get it. It's early. Not a lot of spots will have all this stuff up, but...
But Cleveland's had all kinds of issues going into last weekend, this past weekend. Cleveland had all kinds of issues scoring in the first five to start this season.
I got to look
up. So the Bieber's a 13-1 run, as he's nails, But Cleveland's had all kinds of issues with the slow start and offensively. And now you're going against a good pitcher in Giolito. So, you know, with the Twins getting off to a slow start, at least what happened against Seattle, see if the White Sox can take advantage of this. I'd like to see the White Sox win the division. But this is, you got to keep riding this. A 13-1 run? Okay, 3.5. Big deal.
Trying to look up what's the number tonight on a run in the first inning.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. Right.
Let's see. Total run. Nope, can't find it yet. I'll try to get that for you here. Red Sox Twins today. Is it going to be Eovaldi and Maeda?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on now. We have a couple doubleheaders. We know with the Phillies, who's going to go now. They're moving starters around with the Phillies and the Mets. I think you're right with the first one with the Red Sox.
Okay.
What they're going to do.
A's take on the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be a bad week or, you know, a bad time here to continue backing the A's as we did yesterday against Mad Bum. Kelly's also terrible. Lizardo, so far on the year, the ERA is 6.10. He held the Dodgers in check when he faced them in his last outing. High strikeout rate. Kelly on the flip side, only a couple of games here, small sample size, we get it. The ERA is 8.10. WHIP is terrible, 1.70, and a 5.65 FIP. Diamondbacks are struggling. They're not very good anyway. And
Kelly stinks.
Yeah, absolutely.
The A's starting to break out of it now offensively. Good series against the Astros. So, and you saw what happened last night, too. Padres and Pirates. Now that game should have stayed under, but Snell's a big price against Cool. You have the incredible stat, 9-1 now, yes, running the first inning with all the Pirates games. And it was an 8-1 under run for the Padres going into yesterday before that went over. So, but it's a big price, though. Look at this, 240 now with DraftKings on the road. Woo, man.
Wow.
And will he get the run support, though? That's the thing. Snell's been solid so far, but will he get the run support?
Well, so far.
That Giant game, I think, what, he didn't get beat 3-1 or something like that, or 3-2, whoever they played. He pitched well, but didn't get the win in that ball game.
It's going to be the key the entire year, because as long as their starters stay healthy, like, that rotation is going to be no fun to deal with for opposing teams.
And the Pirates have been terrible when it comes to that scoring first two prop. I mean, if you want to, you have to lay a price, but the opponent to score first has been good in those games.
So Ryu is scheduled to go today for the Blue Jays at home against Taillon for the Yankees, and the Yanks slash line. Their current lineup against Ryu in their career, 257, 302, 477, six home runs and 109 at-bats. Sanchez, Bruce with two each. But overall, 2.92 ERA for Ryu. Very good starting pitcher. Taillon, second start of the year, touched up a tad in his first start. And Ryu is actually a small favorite today. As you're looking at the screen right now, for those paying attention, it's minus 122 as we speak in the game.
One again, come right back with it. Blue Jays to score first. Yankees have yet to score a first inning run. Ryu is nails, and I think that'll continue. I mean, that's just funky that the Yankees have yet to score in the, and it's now the nose 8-2 on the season. It was 8-1, but the Blue Jays pushed one across in the bottom of the first.
Uh-huh. The Phillies and Mets go at it today.
Six straight overs for the Phillies. Doubleheader today, and no opinion. Got to see what's going on with the pitching situation too. I don't think it's going to be the same guys in the first game. I think they're moving things. I thought it was going to be Walker in game one. I got conflicting information about who's going for the Mets now in which game.
Yeah, before the postponement last night, I saw, and this the one game today was supposed to be Nola versus Walker. That was supposed to be the single game today in this matchup. But who knows? If it is Nola, again, he's very good. Actually, Alonso's done pretty well off him. 22 at bat, 6 hits, 3 home runs. But his numbers so far this year, you know, 2.5 ERA, FIP's very good. And Walker, pretty strong in his first start that he had with the Mets.
How about Yarbrough? Gibson was awful opening day. He bounced back. He was solid in his second start. And you wanted to fade Yarbrough. And he's $1.70. He opened at circle.
Yeah, no, I would only look at Rangers in this game. Maybe for the first five as well. Is it Stroman now going for the Mets?
That's okay, right, Stroman. Okay, so the Peterson kid's not even going. Right, he was supposed to go yesterday. He's not even going.
Yeah, because,
thanks, Matt. It's going to be Walker and Stroman. Yeah.
Stroman was very unhappy with what happened. Was that Sunday? When they started the game, he had to go through his whole routine, and it's like, guys, pay
attention. That was Stroman,
yeah.
Yeah, you said Walker.
No, I said Stroman. Stroman on Sunday.
Who was unhappy?
Stroman was.
Who's on first? You're right, okay.
Stroman was.
Yeah, okay.
He tweeted about it. He said, guys, you can tell, look at the local radar.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tell the weather's moving in. There's no reason to go through this routine. We're not going to play the game. Why would you force us to do this? It was completely unnecessary, so he was pissed off about that.
I thought you said you were okay, Spider. But that we've had that before. Bauer lost his mind last year. That happened in a game in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we doing?
Right. he's not afraid to speak his mind either. The Cardinals are a small favorite today. Did the Nationals get vaccines last night? Our timeline's blowing up with that right now, saying they all got vaccinated last night. Who knows? I don't know. Strasburg's plus 105.
Well, that could go any direction.
Of course it could.
It's like, did you talk? Because you had your second shot. I get my second shot next Friday. We know a bunch of, it's like, well, I was fine. Well, I had flu-like symptoms. I was out of it for 24 hours. That's...
Right, everybody's different.
I can't do anything. The Flaherty, though, 2.7 ERA, last 36 home games. I would trust him here as well with the home, but that's a good pitching matchup.
You want a dog? Want a dog today?
Go ahead. You've been great.
Well, yesterday, I had Marlins first five and Marlins for the game, so split. You know, won a couple of bucks on that. Alcantara was solid. They could not win the first five for me, though. And I'll come right back. I'm doing the same thing tonight. Marlins at the Braves. I'm specifically going Lopez in the first five.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Is that the... Hold on a second here. I might have conflicting reports here, too. Is that the number? No, this is the number now.
This is today, right here.
Yeah.
It's already up to $2.
I bet the overnight line at plus 168. I'm going to bet the first five as well. I like him first five more than I actually like him for the game. But I'm splitting it with the Marlins again today here against the Braves.
And to me, you also have to keep fading the Cubs. Going into last night, they were hitting 167. 167!
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be like 30 points lower than the second worst team average-wise.
They
had one run going into the night before the meaningless runs.
Before the A's picked it up here a little bit,
yes.
They were still 30 points behind the A's.
Yes.
That goes back to like the weekend.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Keep riding this stuff. You know, the Giant total, 7.5. 8 straight unders. 9 straight first five unders.
And you know what? It's a pretty good pitching matchup today.
The no is 9-1 in the first inning, too. You're right. Gausman against Castillo. Yeah. Yeah. And then you're right. How high are these going to go? And get used to it. Bauer opens 340 at Circa against the Rockies, and they should be 10-0.
Yeah.
At least 9-1 with the Jansen garbage.
What do you want to do?
But that's
do you want to
run 160 on a run line?
You want to do run line here, Dodgers? Do you want to put him in a parlay?
You saw what happened the last time he faced. He had the no-no going into the seventh. He's doing the Conor McGregor walking off the mound, feeling good about himself. The ball was moving like a wiffle ball.
I know it was.
It's fantastic.
I'll give you some last game here in this segment. The Angels, if it's Danny Duffy today, the Angels have pretty much owned him. The slash for the current players on their roster, 322, 388, 562, 7 home runs and 121 at-bats. And Upton is 8 of 19 with 3 home runs, but he struck out 7 times.
How about Means, too?
Sure.
Means has been great so far.
Really good.
He's $1.35 against Seattle. Until someone can touch up Means. I see, keep riding that. One earned run and 11 and two-thirds.
Did you see Ohtani last night at the plate? He had, three more RBIs.
I think they're going to win that division.
I'm in.
Yep.
I'm in. Yep. Nigel Seeley coming up in about 10 minutes. We will run down some updated first inning and first five records for you coming up next.